Hi, this is Hetty.
And this is Tina.
And this is Love and Inclusion in the Real World. So, Happy New Year!
Happy New Year!
We're doing something a little bit different today.
We are taking you along on our hike. So, we're out on a hike, seeing the sunrise, and a bunch of lovely people today out enjoying the first day of the new year.
2024.
Hiking, 2024.
Woo. Yeah, I think we've seen more people today than maybe we have seen for the rest of the winter combined.
For sure. Yeah.
So, I guess if you count winter only starting on December 21st.
Yeah, that's
but
true.
Anyway.
Also, I was just thinking when we said, you know, in the real world, well, this is us in the real world.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you know us, you know, we hike almost every day. And we talk about it a lot. And for sure, when we hike, we work through a lot of
ideas and thoughts.
Yeah.
And
like, sort
things.
Of figure out how to articulate different ideas for different families at different meetings, or really come up with like ways to fix the whole world. Like, we always get done with hikes and think that we're pretty darn smart. So anyway. We thought we'd do this today, so it's going to be probably a short podcast.
Yeah, and apologize for the feet.
Yeah.
Any heavy breathing that you hear.
Yeah.
It happens.
It's about 24 degrees outside.
So it's a nice, balmy day.
Yep, we're both sweaty. So you can sweat and be cold at the same time, if you've ever wondered that. But today we wanted to talk a little bit about just what we're grateful for 2023, and then what we are looking forward to in 2024.
Perfect.
And I think it'd be great, like, we want to encourage you all to do the same.
Right. Take that time to reflect.
So, goes without saying, I'm grateful for you, Tina.
Oh, same.
And for my husband and all my kids and just people who I love,
yeah,
who love me,
right?
Those are at the top of the list.
For sure. Same with me, right? Like, Steve, he's a good guy, and our boys, and they just continue to grow.
Ugh.
And I know, it's a lot.
Stop it!
And just seeing the great humans that they're growing into is quite amazing, and, you know, I'd be remiss if I didn't give a shout out to Terry and her family. And all the joy they bring to our family as well. As we speak right now, Dylan is off with Dave on an epic snowboarding adventure. Like, when I say epic, they're in Lake Tahoe. They've been gone for 5 days, and they'll be gone for
seven more days.
Yeah. Just snowboarding, living their best life. Dave acting like a young man, and Dylan being a young man.
Yeah. I don't know. I think that 2023... certainly had tough moments.
Yeah.
But also, I think some really great wins. I think you worked real hard to make sure Brady walked.
Oh, yeah, at graduation.
At graduation. And came away with a diploma because he earned it.
Yeah.
So I think that...
that was definitely something.
That kind of blessed me, and I was peripheral to it, right?
Right, yeah.
I got to go to New York City with Ruby.
Oh, yes, you did.
So
that was fun.
That was really, really exciting and a great way to spend some time and make memories with her. What do you got?
Well, we did some fun trips. We did a trip to Cancun, me and the tall boys. They're the younger boys, but they're the tall boys. And then for spring break, the tall boys went to Panama, and, you know, I kind of like to shower and that kind of stuff, and because they went on a sailboat, pretty primitive. And so Brady and I and Terry and Peyton got to go on a Disney cruise, which was Brady's dream. It was our second time being on a Disney cruise, and if you haven't gone, I would highly recommend. It's worth it. The service that you get is just so great, and everybody's so kind, and I don't know, it's just great. And then obviously Brady graduating, like you already mentioned, that was a huge, huge celebration. And like, he walked too, right? he was row like 21 and it took forever.
He did a great job.
And it was hot.
And he had some good support.
He had great support and he was so excited with the cameras rolling. Like, put a camera in front of him, you can almost get almost anything accomplished probably.
And I think, like, professionally, right? Like, I think that we worked with some really hard teams, but we also interacted with some really lovely, lovely educators who are asking
great questions.
Yep. Whose response to something new or innovative was not, we can't do that, but I wonder how we could do that.
Exactly. Yes.
Like, what would that look like here?
And let's give a shout out to all the parents that when we get to help parents, I shouldn't say help, support, when we get invited to come to those meetings, these parents are so great. Like, you all are the heroes in this journey, right? And I appreciate all the kind words that you say to us and the nice emails and all that stuff, but you all are great and doing such a great job. And it just really is an honor to be able to join in those meetings and have those conversations and to be able to see, to feel that we know your children, even though we've never met them.
Like, yeah, often we haven't.
Great. Yeah.
I think that, like, if I think about my time as a mom, right, and doing IEP meetings as a mom, it feels to me like the work that we do is a great space to be able to say to another mom or dad or whoever, like, family. Oh gosh, I totally get how frustrating this is.
Yes.
Or to say, you know what, we did this.
Yep.
And it really worked well.
Yes.
Right? And so I think it's, it feels to me like a great way to sort of push ideas forward.
Yeah.
And to learn from parents and hopefully also teach parents that we work with. I just think that it's really a reciprocal kind of connection. And I really appreciate that opportunity. And I do think, can I give a specific shout out to a school?
Yeah.
Okay. If you live here in Fort Collins, you know that Blevins Middle School has taken some hard hits on social media or whatever, but I just want to say that I had the opportunity to work with their special education team, and they were just really so open, so collaborative, so vested in the success,
and so great with asking follow-up questions. Sorry.
Yeah, no, that's fine. And so I just want to say, no matter what you might have read in social media, there a culture had already been built there for kids with disabilities, at least in my opinion.
For sure.
and I think that continues to grow. So I just wanted to say a shout out to them. And then I don't know. What are you looking forward to in 2024?
More hikes. We both have graduates this year.
Shh.
Well, I mean, it's real.
It's going to happen, right?
It's going to happen.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just looking forward to, you know, helping more families and more hikes. And just, it feels a little bit, like when Brady graduated, I knew that he was going to stay home for a little bit, right? And so
right. It
kind of felt a little more like platform underneath us.
Sure.
And it just doesn't feel the same. And, you know, with Dylan being gone this 12 days, I feel like, oh, this is what it's going to be like.
Yeah.
You know, I know.
I can't even think about it.
I know.
May 24th is Ruby's graduation day. Yeah. And I just can't even, like, and I think that until like this morning when it's 2024.
Was right? Like not thinking about it, right?
Because now it's happening this year, so.
But as you say, you're not thinking about it. You've been filling out applications.
Yeah, we've been doing all the
school
stuff,
yeah.
Obviously. But, looking forward to supporting some more families, both in the work I do with Tina and the work I do as a teacher. I think that'll be good. Hoping to go a place or two.
Yeah.
Experience some of the world, but
But nothing planned yet, right?
No. No. Probably twice a month or so I get New York City envy, where I just feel like, oh, I just really want to go and go there. But anyway, yeah, we hope that you can all take some time to reflect on the year that you just had and try to see the wins in it.
And also the celebrations, even if you feel, oh, I didn't, finish a marathon or finish a book, or you know what, you're here. Celebrate that, right? Celebrate the gift of being here. Watch a sunrise, sunset, that will help.
If you're spending the first year without somebody that you love,
lots of hugs.
Lots of hugs, but also we hope that you find space to really reflect on all the reasons you love that person.
Right, yes.
Because we don't want to not acknowledge the hard things that have come before. But we hope that you can just find your gratitude for 2023 and find your excitement for 2024. We'll have a lot more content and information and tips and tricks and ideas and ways to change the world in 2024. We hope you'll join us.
Yes.
And we are here at the trailhead most mornings at 5:30-ish.
Yeah.
And,
so if you see us, say hi.
Yep.
We're always up for a good morning.
Yep.
Look out for that deer around the corner. Careful, it's slippery. All the good hike.
You're almost there.
You're almost there.
You're almost there. And we just appreciate that you listen in. We hope that you kind of enjoy this little different slice of our lives than what you typically get. And
Can I give a shout out to somebody else too, real quick?
Sure.
Matt. I think we need to shout out.
Oh, Matt Cloven.
Yeah. Matt Cloven.
If you know, you know.
If you know, you know. He's just, he is the pioneer, I think, in the advocacy world. And just, he's helped us before at our meetings. And he has his own advocacy business. And, he's one to call if we need help. He refers a lot of people to us. He's just a great person.
And he goes with me to my meetings now in spirit. He's too busy to come in person.
Yeah.
But I sort of try to visualize him.
Right. Yeah.
So if I get too tense about something, I can just pretend like I'm
right.
Making eye contact.
Because he has that casual sitting there, it's all right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he says about both of us that, he doesn't even know why we would have him come.
Right.
Because we can do it ourselves. But he's calming, and he knows his stuff.
Right.
And even if you get, if we get, really riled up, he's still calm and knows his stuff and helps us kind of get focused back on what is important for the student
exactly
in question. So,
and what's really fun is when we're all three at a meeting, that's real fun. But anyway,
we've
just wanted to give a grateful thought to him, because he's done a lot for the community and just life in general, right?
So all right. Happy New Year to everybody. Happy New Year to the people we know.
Those who don't know us yet.
To the people that we love so much.
Yep.
Derek, Steve, Dylan, Ruby, Eli, Brady, Cora, Robbie, Sherry, Gabriel, people. Terry, Peyton, Dave.
Everybody.
All the people.
Anybody we haven't mentioned, we love you too.
Yeah. And
it's like we won an award. We can't think of everybody right now.
But so have a great, great day.
and happy New Year.
Great,
again.
Great 2024. And we'll talk soon. So for now, this is Hetty.
And this is Tina.
And this is Love and Inclusion in the real world.